chances are that eventually you'll see Holly Reese on his trusty bicycle, especially if you drive around the A&M campus or the Research Park. Fact is that since he was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes 25 years ago, he's been riding that bike about 12 miles a day, 4 or 5 days a week. And you add that up? Well, last January the 4th, he did. And that's the day he passed 50,000 miles. All this came after a distinguished Army career, a career that was cut short June 21, 1945, when Sergeant Holly Reese was wounded during a brutal battle for Okinawa. A ground soldier of World War II, for 32 days before he was wounded. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meesan Associates. Holly Reese lives just a few blocks north of the A&M campus with his wife, Betty. He can recall more than 60 years ago, took a pre-induction physical. It was D-Day. Took his first step on Okinawa April Fool's Day of 1945. Now, after D-Day, he thought that he'd be sent to the Battle of the Bulge, but it never happened.
We fully expected that we would be going in any day, being called, but went all summer, never did get the call. So a buddy and I, around September the 1st, went down to the draft board and said we were tired of waiting, and so we volunteered, and a couple of weeks later, we were in the Army.
Holly Reese recalls the first time he saw all those boats. That was something for a kid from the desert.
Being a landlocked Arizona, and when I saw thousands of ships, that just blew me away. As far as you could see in any direction, there was freighters and destroyers and battleships.
Holly Reese's Company 1 of the 184th Infantry was mainly replacement troops, which means not a whole lot of training. 10 days to be exact.
Well, a lot of them didn't even get that. We were lucky that we were able to join the division in reserve and get to meet and get oriented with everybody. But we had additional replacements that came into the front line, just walked up and handed a rifle and you're in business. But we had the advantage of having 10 days with the division before we went into combat.
Okinawa. It was an important island of the Pacific effort.
Okinawa was 350 miles south of Kyushu, the southernmost island of Japan, and it was 67 miles long and 2.5 to 18 miles wide, and 640 square miles, which is only 10% larger than Brazos County, so it wasn't a big, but it was ideally located. Planned to have at least a half a dozen airfields. It had three major harbors, and that was to be the staging area for the assault on the Japanese mainland. So that it was very strategic in location and situation.
Holly Reese was on the ground, like we said, 32 days, more than a month, a pretty much constant attack.
Day and night, the Japanese nearly always counterattacked at night, so about time we were ready to call it a night, they were just getting geared up for a bonsai attack. And luckily, we had destroyers offshore that had 5-inch naval flares, and we could get on the radio and call for the lights. And the Navy would lob these flares up in the air with little parachutes, and they'd flutter down, and just a steady stream of them, they could light up the night almost as bright as day. So when the Japanese were coming in under cover of darkness, we could call JASCO and get the flares coming in, and it helped our situation a whole bunch.
Sergeant Holly Reese of College Station, more of his story tomorrow. I'm Tom Turbeville. For Meesan Associates,
you to Holly Reese of College
Bravo
Station,
Brazos.
World War II veteran, Company 1 of the 184th Infantry.
For 32 days, he was in constant combat on Okinawa, the final battle of the Pacific Campaign and the largest ground battle. Ironically, on the day Okinawa was declared secure, June 21, 1945, it turned out not to be so secure for Holly Reese. That was the day he was wounded. Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meesan Associates. As most know, the Allied forces in the Pacific were all preparing for a ground attack of Japan, and as we all know, the ground attack never happened after the bomb was dropped and Japan surrendered. From the vantage point of being there, here's Holly Reese.
The plans were in November of 45 to land on Japan, so if the war hadn't ended that summer, then that was the next. So it ended up that Okinawa was the last battle of the World War II.
Okinawa was to be the main staging area and supply center for the ground attack on Japan, and that's why it was important to take control of the island. Holly Reese recalls those 32 days that he was involved, more than 100,000 troops moving at a pretty slow pace.
So we had approximately 105,000 ground troops engaged on Okinawa.
Mm-hmm.
And to me it was interesting that from when I went into combat, in 32 days, we moved 8 miles, which averaged about a quarter of a mile a day. Of course, some days we didn't move at all, but it averaged a quarter of a mile a day for 32 days.
Holly Reese's combat days ended June 21st, 1945, the day he was wounded in the foot. But as he tells us, it could have been worse, a lot worse. It was the Japanese combat mode of operation that actually saved his life.
One of the things that a lot of people don't understand is that when we approached the Japanese, our objective was to kill them, shoot for the head, the body, and they were better off eliminated. But the Japanese had a policy that if we weren't an imminent threat, just right on top of them, that if a sniper or by choice, that they would shoot us to wound us. So many of our wounded were shot in the foot like me, or in the leg, or something. And the theory was that if you were dead, they shoved you aside and went on. But if you were wounded, they had to have a medic to take care of you, take you back to a hospital and have doctor and nurses and medications and eventually hospitals and rehabilitation. So strategically, we were much more of a liability as a casualty than we would have been as a fatality. I was always very grateful for that policy. I bought into that.
Indeed, he did. He came home with a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star medal. Tomorrow, we'll wrap up Holly Reese's story, and we will talk about his 50,000 miles of bike riding over the last 25 years. I'm Tom Turbeville. From East and Associates, this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law,
846-9608. The story of College Station's Holly Reese, ground soldier at Okinawa, wounded during one of the fiercest ground battles of the Pacific Campaign of World War II. Holly Reese, winner of the Purple Heart, the Bronze Star Medal. Holly Reese, husband, father, and grandfather, and a biker. No, not the Harley kind, the pedaling kind. And boy, oh boy, has he pedaled. Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese & Associates. Holly Reese was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes 25 years ago and simply did not want to do the shot, so he promised his doctor he would stick to diet and exercise, and has he ever. Slim and trim, he still can wear the uniform that he wore while serving in the Pacific, so yes, he stuck to the diet for sure. And the exercise? Well, on January the 4th of this year, Holly Reese passed a milestone.
Because I was shot in the foot, I couldn't run and jog, but I could sit down and ride a bike. So on January the 4th, I finished 50,000 miles over the last 25 years. I've averaged 2,000 miles a year for 25 years.
At least 4 or 5 times a day, you're going to find Holly Reese leaving his home near the A&M campus, headed through campus to the Bush Library, back through the Research Park, and back home. It's about a 12-mile course.
It takes about 52 minutes to make the 12-mile run.
And in 25 years, he's pedaled the equivalent of about twice around the world. Now, Holly Reese says that if they gave Purple Hearts for leaving skin on the asphalt, well, he'd have more than just the one hanging on his chest.
Number one, I'm on my fifth bicycle. I usually get about 12, 13,000 miles to a bike before I wear them out, and I've had numerous accidents.
Yeah, but never a broken bone, never a stitch, knock on wood. Holly Reese turns 80 this year. He was the district manager for the local Social Security Administration for 27 years before retiring in 1984, an active member of the Rotary Club and riding that bike. Thank you for your service, Holly Reese, and keep riding. I'm Tom Turbeville. For Meese and Associates, this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.